This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. You know, not everybody listens to every Wayne Root show. Some of you are fans, and you listen to certain hours, not other hours. Some of you listen to certain days, not other days. Some of you listen regularly to all 3 hours, but you could miss one day, you know. You get home from work early or get home from work late, and you miss the show. So maybe you missed Friday, my commentary, but I think it's one of the most important commentaries I've ever written or read on this show, and I'm going to read it to you right now. Just in case you missed it, if you didn't miss it, if you heard it on Friday, it's good for you to hear it again. You know, repetition is what matters in life. You got to get things to heads by repeating them again and again and again. And I've gotten so many letters of thanks over the weekend because this column came out over the weekend and newspapers around the country and conservative websites around the country. And it obviously went viral. And so many people emailed me to thank me for being one of the only people in America to stand up, along with Donald Trump himself and maybe Mike Lindell and a couple of others, to constantly and consistently say that Trump had the election stolen, that Democrats rigged and fixed and stole the 2020 election, and that some people stop saying it after January because they're just cowards. And when I know something's the truth, I don't care. I'm going to keep saying it. So many thousands of you thanked me over the weekend that I think it's important that I read this column again today, especially for those who are tuning in today that may have missed Friday's show. Here's how you know Democrats rigged and stole the 2020 election. Let me put this in terms even Democrats can understand. Let's say that a white police officer killed an innocent black man who did nothing wrong. Unlike George Floyd, he had not committed any crime at that moment, was not resisting arrest at that moment. His body was not filled with enough fentanyl to kill a horse. He had no lifelong violent criminal record. He had never held a gun to a pregnant woman's belly and threatened her life for the money. None of that. That's George Floyd's background, by the way, before you make him a hero. None of that. Assume that this poor guy was a law-abiding, tax-paying, church-going African-American, and the white cop killed him for the crime of driving while black. And what's the reaction by the police? They say the shooting was righteous. It was a clean shoot. They refuse to investigate. Or they investigate and quickly close the case and say it was a clean shoot. There's a body cam videotape, but they refuse to ever release it. And get this, they refuse to let anyone to even talk about it. If any cop talks about it, he loses his job. If anyone in the black community talks about it, social media will suspend them or ban them for life. What would the reaction be by liberals and the ACLU and Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and Democrat activist, black activist leaders and the media? And the Democrat Party and the DNC and Obama and Biden? And by the way, acting like that, what would all of that mean to you? Guilty as charged, right? If you're not going to investigate, or you close it without really investigating, and then you won't let anyone even talk about it, they must be guilty. The police must be covering up a crime. No one who's innocent acts like that, right? Guess what? That's the exact reaction, or should I say overreaction, by liberals, Democrats, and assorted socialists and communists to Republican accusations of massive voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election. I thought in America we were allowed to have our opinions. I was wrong. I thought we had free speech. I was wrong. I thought we had a right to investigate when a crime occurs. I was wrong. I thought we had a right to see the videotapes. I was wrong. I thought we had a right to forensic audits. I was wrong. The fix is in. It's crystal clear to me now. Not only was the election rigged, but so was the post-election. It's simple psychology. Just look at the absurd reaction or overreaction by Democrats. It tells you you need to know. Why would anyone dare ban the right to discuss a possible racist police killing? Can you imagine the reaction by liberals and black activists in the ACLU? What if the Minneapolis police permanently banned any discussion of the George Floyd death? What if every black American who tried to give their opinion on Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube was banned for life? Who acts like that? Only guilty people. That's how you know. Here's the questions I want answered, but of course none of them have been answered, and I'm guessing none of them ever will be answered. If Democrats didn't rig and steal the election, why are they so afraid of forensic audits in key battleground states right now? Specifically the audit in Arizona. What's going on at this very moment? And they're scared to death, and they're sending every lawyer and every special interest group to stop it. Now they're sending the DOJ to stop it. When Trump was an 8-1 landslide favorite to win the presidency, with bettors around the world late on election night and clearly headed to a landslide electoral victory, why did 5 states suddenly announce in coordination they were stopping counting for the night? I want that answered. How come by morning these states had resumed counting with no GOP witnesses and suddenly Biden was ahead? But I thought you stopped counting. How come Michigan had a dump of 149,000 plus votes at 6:31 a.m. in the middle of the night after election night? How come? With 96% of that vote going to Biden. How's that possible? How did Wisconsin find 143,000 plus votes at 3:42 a.m. in the middle of the night after election night? Just about all of them for Biden. How come you could only produce numbers like this, one-sided numbers like this, always for Biden with no GOP witnesses in the room? It's a good question. How come in Philadelphia Democrats were so desperate to keep Republican witnesses out of the counting room? Why did you refuse entry of Republican witnesses even with a court order on hand? In several places around the country, why did Democrats cover the windows with pizza boxes and keep the Republican witnesses outside the counting room, and the pizza boxes were on the windows so the Republicans could not see in, so nobody knows how they counted or what they did or if they brought out suitcases of fake ballots? In Detroit, there are videotapes of vans pulling up in the middle of the night with boxes of ballots. In Atlanta, there are videotapes of suitcases with thousands of fake ballots suddenly appearing only after a fake water main break was used to force all GOP witnesses out of the counting room. Why can't we discuss these videotapes in Detroit and in Atlanta? How come Twitter banned me for life over mentioning these videotapes? What does that tell you? Who would do that? Only a guilty party. How come in Arizona the audit director says Dominion refuses to comply with a subpoena and turn over the password to their voting machines? Is that true? How come the Biden DOJ suddenly wants to stop the Arizona audit? And it's the Civil Rights Division of the DOJ. What has an audit in Arizona got to do with national, federal, civil rights? And the answer is nothing. But I'm sure they're going to charge it's racist. Anything that defeats Democrats is racist. These are all valid questions. Why aren't we allowed to ask them, to discuss them, to post them on social media? What are Democrats hiding? What are they so afraid of? In the end, that's the proof. Democrats rigged and stole the 2020 presidential election. The truth is in their ridiculous, heavy-handed overreaction. That's the tell, as they say in poker. That's what gives it all away. That's how you know it really was rigged and stolen, because they're so desperate to stop you from looking or even talking about a stolen election. That's how you know they stole it. Democrats are guilty as sin. That's my column that came out Saturday night at Town Hall, very busy conservative website, and this morning at Gateway Pundit. And over the weekend, it was the number one headline at a very popular conservative site called Liberty Daily, the Liberty Daily. And today, it's a big headline at a very popular conservative site that I love called Populist.press. Populist.press. It's a headline, and it's spreading viral all over the United States because 74 million people have voted for Trump all know that we was cheated. We all know that. We all know they stole the election. We all know they rigged the election. Do you realize, for the first time ever, things are so bad, Hollywood is canceling Hollywood? Hollywood just canceled the Golden Globes. NBC cancels Golden Globes 2022 because of race. Really, because of race. They are. This is the organization, Hollywood Foreign Press Association, the organization responsible for presenting the annual Golden Globe Awards ceremony, faces fire over accusations of corruption, sexism, and a lack of diversity. So they've just decided to cave and cancel the entire awards. NBC will not air. Well, they didn't cancel the awards. They canceled the airing of the rewards. I get it. And they say, NBC says, assuming the organization executes its plan, we are hopeful we will be in a position to air the show in January of 2023. So basically now everyone's cutting ties with the Golden Globes because they're not liberal enough, they're not diverse enough. They obviously give lots of awards to white people. And that's the way white liberals are, by the way. White liberals in Hollywood have never done a damn thing for black people. Never. Nothing. Zero. Zip. Zilch. But now they're canceling their own award shows because they aren't black enough. They aren't diverse enough. There aren't enough people of color in them. And here's what I say. If people of color did a great job, then they should get those awards. That's great. I'm all for it. But what if they didn't do a great job? What if it just so happens the top four in each category happen to be white people? Is that a crime? What if the four white people are better actors? Is that a crime? Well, it is to liberals. Now you need affirmative action in everything you do. When we get back, you'll be shocked at the new kind of affirmative action they're proposing in Illinois. Wait till you hear about the new kind of affirmative action that I believe will destroy jobs, will destroy the economy, will destroy capitalism, American exceptionalism, and marks the end of America.
Hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for.
I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this out.
You.
TrackGrabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Sounds good to be true. It's not. It's real. I'm a witness. I've been a member of Liberty Health Share for 6 years now. Best decision I ever made when I joined 6 years ago. It is not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospitals you want. Or I should say doctors or hospital you want. Hopefully you'll have multiple doctors but only one hospital. I think that would be better than having one doctor in multiple hospitals. What do you think? First thing you need to know is credibility. Liberty has paid out over $1.2 billion in claims over the past 4 years. Second of all is my personal experience and my personal endorsement. I'm a member. My children are members. In premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 the last 6 years, maybe as much as $180,000. Could you use an extra $100,000 or more? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, toll-free, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Here's what's going on in Israel right now. The Jerusalem Post headline: the tinderbox that is Jerusalem has burst into flames. I mean, literally, the infatah, is that what they call it? The infatah is starting. Or so it appears. Palestinians and Islamic extremist groups are lobbing missiles, and the fatwa, they call it fatwa as well. Basically a civil war and a holy war is starting again in Israel. First one in a few years. And at the same time that's happening, Rashida Tlaib, They say Democrat Michigan. I say communist and Muslim extremist slash Michigan. Says we shouldn't be giving apartheid Israel billions of dollars. They promote racism and dehumanization. See, this is where the fact-checking is so funny. Because the media fact-checks anything conservatives and pro-Trumpers and Trump and people like me say, and they always claim we're wrong or we're lying. And meanwhile, they want to defend what these people say, even though these people tell nothing but blatant lies. You know, Israel is the type of country that when they bomb a building where missiles are coming from, they first send a helicopter to drop leaflets over the building and in the street around the building. And the leaflets say, please leave the building. We're about to bomb it and you'll all die. You've got 15 minutes to get out and save your lives. That's how nice a country Israel is. They do everything humanly possible to save human life, even the human life of their enemies, even the mothers of their terrorist enemies, even the sisters, the brothers, the husbands, the wives. You know, it doesn't matter. Israel is humane to the 9,000th degree more than any other country in the world, but certainly times 10 more than any other country in the Arab world, in the Middle East. And yet, idiots like Rashida Tlaib, and not just idiots, just communist Islamic extremist sympathizers like Rashida Tlaib, tell you lies and they tell you Israel promotes racism and dehumanization. My gosh. Rashida Tlaib said on Monday, today, on MSNBC's Aman Mohyeldin Reports. Oh my God, there's a show by that name on MSNBC? Aman Mohyeldin Reports. I mean, you know what's funny? At Ellis Island, my name was Rutsky. You know, Jews are very smart people. They immediately said, when you get to America, change your name to something that sounds American. And for the next five generations, it's Root, right? It's not Rutsky, it's Root. You put a show on MSNBC with a person's name, Aman Mohyeldin Reports? Really? Maybe Aman Mohyeldin should be changed to Alice Modin, right? I mean, that's what a normal person would do. You change your name to make it sound American. A normal TV network would change a name to make it sound American. Who puts a show on the air that sounds like it's from, you know, the middle of Syria? Aman Mohyeldin reports that the United States should stop sending billions of dollars to Israel because it promotes racism and dehumanization, says Rashida Tlaib on Aman Mohyeldin Reports show. It's so funny. She says Israel's an apartheid system, Aman. I mean, Israel's, is this an American show or does it come straight from Syria? Israel's own prominent human rights organization has declared it, she says. Human Rights Watch has declared it. Palestinians on the ground have been telling us for decades. Their homes have been demolished. They've been targeted. Violence has been met by Israel-led forces under Netanyahu's racist policies. Could it be because missiles came from those houses and they were putting human shields in front of those houses? Could be.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A criminal gang believed to be based in Eastern Europe is responsible for the hack that led to the shutdown of the main pipeline supplying gasoline and diesel fuel to the eastern United States. That's according to the FBI. The organization known as DarkSide is a relatively new hacking group that Western security researchers say is likely based in Eastern Europe, possibly in Russia. Deputy National Security Advisor Elizabeth Randall telling reporters the company is assessing when it's safe to bring the pipeline back online. As far as if they should pay the hackers ransom, she says,
Colonial is a private company and will defer information regarding their decision on paying a ransom to them.
The Food and Drug Administration says Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine can be given to kids 12 to 15 years old, making it the first shot available for Americans younger than 16. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supply.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show is my... throughout November and December, it's still selling very well at Amazon and Barnes & Noble because it's not a political book. It's not about Trump ruling the world. It's a double entendre. Trump rules are the rules of Donald Trump. And he does rule in business and personal success. He's a fantastic guy. And when liberals talk about his failures, that's funny. Because in my life, I've probably failed 7 out of every 10. But the 3 that succeed make you a superstar. You know, it's like the joke I tell at events around the world. I've given Tony Robbins like success events around the world, and I always say, what do you call a restaurateur that owns 10 restaurants and 9 of them fail? Millionaire. You only need 1 to work, right? And so Donald Trump, yeah, he's had some failures, but he's also had incredible billion-dollar successes. And so he's one of the most successful men in world history in real estate and in building, you know, towers, skyscrapers, with his name on them in the middle of New York City. And he's also one of the most successful branders in the world, most successful celebrity in the world, most successful, most importantly, maybe TV producer, Celebrity Apprentice, one of the biggest hit shows in history. And then, of course, leader of the free world for a while there, and president of the United States of America. Not bad. Commander of the military. Not bad for a businessman, a billionaire businessman. So Trump rules, my book, the rules of Trump that made him successful and made me successful and could make you successful, too. They will improve your life. At Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Trump Rules by Wayne Root. Brett Johnson is our guest. He's a cybercrime expert, and we want him to talk a little bit about some things happening in Nevada. And also, of course, when we booked it, we didn't even know what was going to happen over the weekend, this hacking of the East Coast pipeline that's caused gas prices to go through the roof in many places around the country. Even in Texas, gas prices have you know, gone dramatically up this weekend to over $3 a gallon. And God knows what they are in New York and California, where they're going to go here in Nevada. Brett Johnson, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Wayne, I'm great. Thank you for having me on.
Well, as a cybercrime expert, there's no bigger cybercrime than the one going on right now where they hack your website. And they threaten to destroy you and all your customers if you don't pay the money. And this seems to be a Russian, you know, kind of mob hacking outfit. And so I guess my question for you is, how do you prevent it? How do you stop it? What are we going to do? Because they can hold anyone in any company, you know, for ransom. And the next thing you know, they put you out of business or they put America into an economic decline. They put us into a situation where truckers can't get gas to bring products to the market. This could turn into a disaster. Who knows? They could hijack and hack a hospital. And next thing you know, people are dying because of what they do. We're in a new world, aren't we? What a scary future.
I mean, we are in a new world, and you're right. I mean, they can hack anything. They can put ransomware on anything. You mentioned hospitals. Hospitals have already been hit. Cities have already been hit. Now we've got the Colonial Pipeline that's been hit. How do you solve it? Well, the first thing you do, and the FBI mentions ransomware as being the most dangerous cybercrime on the planet right now. The first thing you have to do is you don't pay terrorists, because that's what these people are. They're terrorists. So you don't pay them. But the problem is if you don't pay them, guess what? You don't get your data back. You don't get your system unlocked or anything else like that. That's right. You're out of business. So what do you do? It boils down to preparation, because you have to understand with cybercrime, it's not if you're going to be hit, it's when you're going to be hit. So you have to take a proactive response to everything. Colonial Pipeline should have anticipated that they were going to be hit with a cyber attack. I mean, how many years have we been talking about an attack on infrastructure? Now it's happened. So they should have anticipated that. They should have planned.
And we're talking to the right guy. We didn't know about this attack when we booked you as a guest, Brett, but I see here you were referred to by the U.S. Secret Service as the original Internet godfather, and you were a central figure in the cybercrime world for over 20 years. How did you wind up with that moniker?
Well, 39 felonies, being placed on the United States Most Wanted list. I escaped from prison, and I built the first organized cybercrime community. It was called Shadow Crew. It was a precursor to today's darknet and darknet markets. It laid the foundation for the way modern cybercrime channels operate today. Needless to say, Wayne, I went to prison, deservedly so. But the good thing is that, you know, with the help of the FBI, my wife and my sister, I was able to find that reform, and I got the opportunity to use the knowledge I've got just being a cyber criminal to now help people and help companies and individuals protect themselves against the type of person that I used to be.
Well, you sound like the guy from that movie. Maybe you are the guy from that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, Catch Me If You Can. It's a very similar story.
I wish I was that guy. I've got a face for radio. You know, I don't have a face for TV.
But that guy did a similar thing. He committed some really high-profile crimes, and he baffled the FBI for years, and then eventually when they caught him, he became one of them. He became their expert at those kinds of fraudulent crimes. And that's kind of what you've become, an expert that aids law enforcement in overcoming cyber crimes. Is that your thing?
That is my thing. I am the new Catch Me If You Can guy. That's my thing.
Oh, very cool. All right, so maybe you'll be getting a phone call about this Russian mob cybercrime going on, this ransomware crime going on with the pipeline. It's really quite disconcerting because, you know, if this had come in the winter, people could be freezing and there'd be no oil. You know, the oil could be cut off. It's really scary. Let's segue to the reason we had you on the show, which is I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. This show is on the flagship station here in Las Vegas called KBET, 790 AM, in addition to, you know, 50-plus other stations around the country. Nevada's new identity verification system has endured just a litany of glitches, and our unemployment claims are badly, badly backlogged. And, you know, my question for you is, what's the problem, and could you solve it?
The thing is you can solve it. The issue is that the state of Nevada, and not just the state of Nevada, but most of the states out there, all states have been hit with unemployment fraud. Nevada is basically the new kid on the block. I mean, they're getting hit really hard right now. It could have been prevented. And the way you prevent that is the same thing with Colonial Pipeline. You have to take a proactive response. You have to anticipate that you're going to be attacked. So what happens is all these fraudsters start to hit the unemployment system. They steal billions of dollars per state. States start to implement security. They implement security by doing this piecemeal route. They take one security measure, then another. Well, fraudsters have been coping with that kind of stuff, doing credit card fraud for years. It's just a pivot from credit card fraud to unemployment fraud. What needed to happen was an all-in approach. We're using data, just looking at data, as the primary approach. That's what's important on all this. It's only now that we're getting states that are saying, well, you know what, this identity verification, we've got legitimate people that cannot receive their benefits because they cannot pass the verification these companies have got. You've got criminals that are using 3D printed masks. They're using snapshots off of Facebook, things like that, to pass the identity verification. So criminals have no problem passing the identity verification. But the good guys, the people who are entitled to the benefits, the people who need to put food on the table, those are the people who cannot get the benefits because they cannot pass the identity systems that are in place. The states really didn't vet any of these identity companies. They just put them in place. They said, this is who we want to go with. And they didn't pay attention to anything at all. Now they're reaping the whirlwind for that.
Right. Well, I mean, I've read article after article here in Nevada that people, you know, who are out of work since COVID began in March of 2020, we closed down Las Vegas, I think it was the 16th or the 18th of March 2020, and that was well over a year ago. And to this day, there are people that have never been paid their unemployment checks because their unemployment claims were either backlogged or rejected, or they had problem after problem. Every time they thought it was solved, a new one popped up, and they'd call up, and the phone rang and rang, and no one ever answered. And then when they finally answered, they'd be on hold for 4 hours. You know, how do you undo problems like that?
Well, the way you undo it is you hire the proper company. So, and the company that a lot of these states have hired, I'll just go ahead and say it, the name of the company is ID.me. And the issue with them is they sell a lot of data out the back door, and they're doing identity verification without having any real customer service in place. So someone that's trying to pass through the, say you've got a senior citizen that they've got a part-time job, they lose that job, they're having trouble eating, everything else, the only thing they get is $800 a month Social Security. They need to pass the identity verification system. They can't because, hey, they're not very tech savvy to begin with. But guess what? Until they pass the ID system, they can't talk to a living human being at customer service. So So they're never even able to talk to anybody at the identity service to pass verification until they pass it. So it's this catch-22 that comes over and over again. The issue was is that the states really didn't vet any of these security companies they put in place. They just put it in piecemeal. Someone told them, hey, yeah, we're going to go with these people. And that's who they went with, and it was a mistake. What they should have done is they should have took an all-in approach, looked at the data of every single application that was coming in, make sure that you didn't have what was called a lot of friction. That's a lot of trouble signing on to things or passing verification. But do things properly. Take an overall approach on security. Do things properly, and that stops fraud. Data stops fraud.
Who are the biggest perpetrators of fraud, Brett Johnson? The small-time fraudsters, the organized crime rings, the international crime syndicates. Who are the biggest perpetrators of fraud right now in America?
Right now, that's the funny thing. So I ran Shadow Crew. We ended in 2004 with 4,000 members. Last year, there was a criminal website shut down, a forum shut down that had 1.15 million members.
Wow.
The people who are committing these crimes are anything from 16-year-old kids up to 50 to 60-year-old individuals. It really passes and crosses all demographics there. I'm reading about, I know 16-year-old kids that we're investigating that steal $60,000 to $70,000 a week committing unemployment fraud. And why is that? Because it's a very easy crime to commit. It started with states having no security whatsoever. The only thing it takes is identity theft to commit this crime. You go out to Walmart, you get a prepaid debit card, you can have those stolen funds deposited to the prepaid debit card all day long.
Hey, Brett, we're on the run. It's radio, and unfortunately, we're up against the break. He's a cybercrime expert. His name is Brett Johnson. Secret Service called him the original Internet Godfather. We appreciate you coming on, Brett. Thank you for educating us. Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of sonsoflibertycbd.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about sonsoflibertycbd.com, and now I'm telling you, go to sonsoflibertycbd.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty CBD. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this summer, this July, and working out caused some serious aches and pains. I got a bad backache this weekend, by the way. And that's what happens when you work out a lot. And people keep telling me you look so good and you look so thin and you look like, you know, you've lost 10 years of your life. You look 10 years younger than you really are. Well, that's all great. It's nice things to hear. But it takes a lot of work to get there. And I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion, former Washington Redskin, former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape when you're over the age of 50. And Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and he was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. I hurt myself over the weekend, and I used the Sons of Liberty CBD, and I feel so much better. Finding quality CBD, not easy. Sons of Liberty CBD does it right. Highest quality CBD you'll ever find, at least that's the opinion of Wayne Allen Root. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal and 100% American-made and grown. CBD is real. It's mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, Sons of Liberty CBD is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. WAR15 for Wayne Allen Root. Even better, you can combine this discount with their subscription discount for a total of 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Make the healthy choice and choose SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off. Thank you, Sons of Liberty CBD, for sponsoring the show. So I told you earlier in the show I was going to talk about this pending Illinois affirmative action law that will change. It's a game changer because it'll just destroy the economy and destroy capitalism and destroy American exceptionalism and destroy America It reminds me of what I saw when I went to South Africa. You know, the equal and opposite reaction of apartheid is to suddenly determine that only, you know, the totem pole is like number one, if there's a job opening, you got to give it to a black person, no matter what. Number two, if there is no black person, you got to give it to a mulatto. Number three, if there is no mulatto, you got to give it to a woman. Number four, if you know, if mulatto means mixed race, by the way. Number four, you got to give it to disabled. Number five, give it to a gay person. Number six, if all of those avenues are exhausted and you got to keep copious notes on all of it, then you could hire a white person. That's the ruling now in South Africa. That's what happens when you get the opposite of apartheid. You get a system that hates white people and literally tries to destroy the job opportunities of white people. You know, and what white people did in apartheid was horrible, to destroy the lives and the job opportunities of black people. So it's a never-ending cycle, and we seem to be in that cycle in the United States now. How about we expand preferences in hiring and promotion to base them on any characteristic whatsoever that might disadvantage someone, regardless of whether the characteristic is inherited or self-inflicted? In other words, that's in the bill, moving full steam ahead. In Springfield, Illinois, where the state legislature is based in Illinois, and it's a doozy, House Bill 3914, the Positive Action Act. It already passed the Illinois House, and it's moving in the Senate. It would have state agencies giving hiring preferences to anybody with a protected characteristic. The definition of that term is the key. It includes any characteristic which may be used, either indirectly or indirectly, to discriminate against or place at a disadvantage such persons having that characteristic. So it's not just involuntary traits like race or gender. It's anything that would disadvantage somebody. So as you think about examples of how absurd this is, it's important to remember this is not about non-discrimination. It's about creating new preferences for anybody with a protected characteristic. Consider, for example, people who are obese, short or unattractive, you probably think as I do, they should not be discriminated against in hiring and promotions, but giving them a special preference is an entirely different matter, and that's what the bill would do. Obesity, shortness, or unattractiveness all fit under the bill's definition of protected characteristics. It's easy to find research confirming that all those traits are penalized in the labor market. Some of that research was discussed in a New York Times article. To make the point, that article says Gregory Mankow, an economist at Harvard and former chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, proposed taxing taller people more, since someone 6 feet tall can be expected to earn $5,500 a year more than someone who's 5 foot five. Mankow was kidding, but the bill is no joke. It's serious about essentially the same concept, but far more broad. What about applicants who are unintelligent? See, that's the one I was thinking of. You know, what if you really aren't very smart? So nobody's going to hire you. Well, then they have to hire you, according to this bill. Even those who are so unintelligent because they haven't been motivated enough to educate themselves. What about those who lack experience? They, too, generally fare pretty poorly in the labor market. Those traits also fit within the definition of protected characteristics. This bill would call for them to get a preference over those who are smarter or more experienced, and no distinction would be made if those traits stemmed from a simple lack of effort. Can you imagine? This whole thing is, wait a minute, there's 50 people applying for a job, and 49 of them suck. They're not smart. They don't look good enough if they're a hostess for a restaurant, say. They're not fast enough. They don't hustle enough. They've never learned enough. They have no experience. And one guy's perfect. You can hire everyone except the one guy who's perfect. The other 49, they get the job.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.